You know, I noticed with great interest on Friday there's a luncheon in town. That's really interesting, and it's an interesting organization, the North Central Texas Regional Certification Agency. It's a mouthful, but they do a lot of really good work, and they've been doing it now for over 30 years. Angela Alexander is executive director of what from now on we're going to call the NCTRCA. It's good to have you with us.
It is so good to be here, David. Thank you so much.
We may need some branding here. We need to come up with a single name. That is a mouthful.
It is. You know what? It's once you get into it, we call it the agency. So when we talk about the agency, everyone knows that what it is.
So explain to everybody what you do, because I mean, this is really good. You make it possible for a lot of small businesses and minority and women-owned businesses to get business that otherwise would just be a daunting task.
It is. I always tell people, I said, I'm one of the luckiest ladies in Texas because my soul met my role, which very few people get a chance to say that. So NCTRCA, affectionately known, we serve as a regional authority. As you said, we've been around for over 34 years, and we were built to dedicated to certify and support small businesses in North Texas. We're interesting because we are a nonprofit, plus we're a public entity. So we're a government agency that was created by other government entities specifically focused on verifying, you know, women-owned businesses, small businesses, ecosystem, minority disadvantaged businesses. You know, they meet those rigorous requirements in order to be recognized as a bona fide supplier in public contracting space.
You know, and I think it helps explain when you see who the stakeholders are and who they're going to go. I mean, Parkland Hospital and DFW Airport and the city of Irving and Dallas County, Tarrant County, that sort of thing. These are contracts that are going to agencies, groups like that.
Yeah. So if you think about it from a highway perspective, so North, if you go on the highway, that's one of our partners. Yeah. Back 34 years ago, if you wanted to work with the city of Dallas or DFW Airport, or Parkland, as you stated, or any of, we have over 22 cities and municipalities and agencies that we support. You'd have to go every single time to each of those cities, pay money to complete a certification. So they all came together back in 1989, and they built NCTRCA. So they wanted one stop shop, one place to go that would be recognized.
So set of materials that proves you are who you are and that you can do what you say you can do.
Absolutely. We make sure that they're verified, vouched for, and positioned. So it gives you access. When you go through DFW Airport and you see all of those concessions and you're sitting down waiting for your flight, all of those concessions had to go through our agency in order to work with DFW Airport. And even from the smallest business. So, you know, I always say, if you're like me and you got clear or any of those pre-TSAs and, you know, you arrive at the airport a little bit late and you can't go into the parking garage, or even if you have to valet your car, guess what? That's a small business. And they've got their consent. They got their certification through NCTRCA to provide a service to the traveling public. So you have individuals that are starting out mom and pop shops from all verticals, from construction, from logistics, from business services. You have concessionaires. I just spoke to the brisket boss this morning. He started as he got his certification through the agency, and now he's in 150 HEB stores.
Wow.
Selling barbecue. Barbecue in Texas. So
yeah,
come on.
Yeah. it ought to be a good market. So where do you get funding? It's in Parkland's best interest to have somebody out there vetting potential vendors, but these are your partners, your stakeholders. Is that where you get your funding?
Absolutely. So it primarily is these Parkland Hospital, DFW Airport. They pay a minimal membership fee to the agency for us to process all of the certifications and do the verifications. And just to give you an idea, we've done about almost 35,000 to 40,000 certifications in helping small businesses. So we handle the process even for If you want to work on US Texas Department of Transportation, if you want to work on the highways and the roads, you have to get certified through our agency in order to be vouched for to work with US Department of Transportation, Texas Department of Transportation. So it really is, it does run the gambit. So we are the most economical process in town. Now we have a whole ecosystem of advocates that, they're part of, memberships and things of that nature. For the public, our certifications are barely $100.
Wow. So
So
tell me
they
about it. Is your business cyclical? I mean, I the attrition rate among small businesses is just horrendous. I mean, I like 70% sometimes, fail, and 2 years out. But what about your business? How do you keep up with your small businesses?
So one of the things that's critically important, because at the end of the day, certification does not guarantee you money. What it
Right.
does is it puts you in the room. And I'm a statistics junkie, so I say 80% of what's said about you is said when you're not in the room. So this puts you in the room.
Yeah.
So what we do is we provide education and access. Once you get certified, what's next? Putting you in the room with, like, NTTA, they have a business chat. I believe it's every third Tuesday of the month, where you can come in and talk to leaders about their projects and how you can work with them. TxDOT, they do a pre-qualifications, and Parkland Hospital, they literally sit down with you and let you know where the areas are, where the business is, and how you can bid for that business. So we give education and outreach, which is at the forefront of why we're coming together on Friday to celebrate those businesses, but also to put them in the room with all of these agencies to talk to the decision makers. When you go onto our website, if you click on any of those logos, it'll automatically take you to the bids. That's millions of dollars per click that you have at your disposal. They're letting you know exactly what they need, and you're tailoring your business to those
Yeah,
needs.
that's interesting. I was wondering what was going to happen. I mean, obviously you're going to celebrate 34 years of business, but you're having this in Texas Live. I mean, that's a big venue. You're expecting a lot of people, and I guess a lot of networking.
A lot of networking. So we're expecting, over 300, but over 300 people. We just had a gala last year where we had literally over 500 people. So my commitment to the community is literally, it's about access, education, and moving forward. So if I can get $1 billion worth of business under one roof, that's the goal.
You don't have competition, do you? I mean, it wouldn't make any sense for that, a whole lot of certification agencies to be out there.
Well, I wouldn't call it's not competition, actually. I say we're advocacy partners because I think we're stronger together. So in that space, we've got we work we're part of a unified partnership, certification partners. So we come into agreement. So if it's TxDOT, if it's the city of Houston, the city of Austin, there's South Central Regional Certification Agency. You think our title's long? So Corpus Christi, so we all come together in an ecosystem. Of course, you have the Women's Business Council, you've got DFW MSDC, which they also do more corporations. So we all come together. We're actually honoring one of their representatives. So we're really community advocates, because at some point you're going to touch a business, and you're going to touch it in different businesses need different things. So hey, if it's not your jam, if you want to work with municipalities and cities, there's over, within DFW Metro, they're going to come to us.
34 years of doing this, that begat success, I think. Angela Alexander is Executive Director of the NCTRCA, North Central Texas Regional Certification Agency. We can't call you the agency. I think the CIA already has that. I'm going to work on this. I'll be back with you. Thanks a lot for the
But
time.
I'm taking it.
For more of our conversation, go to KRLD.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.